Hi, my name is Tracy McCubbin, and my book is called Making Space Clutter-Free, the last book on decluttering you'll ever need. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tracy_McCubbin. That's spelled McCubbin.
Talking today to Tracy McCubbin, author of Making Space Clutter-Free, the last book on decluttering you'll ever need. You are a clutter exorcist, I understand, and yet you don't agree with the way that Marie Kondo goes about decluttering, do you?
So, Pat, that's so interesting. I think Marie has started an amazing conversation in this country, and I think she's caused us to look inward, basically into our houses and the amount of stuff that we have. But what I've found is that her method just doesn't work for everyone. I think it stops a little bit short about the why. Why are we getting too much stuff? Why can't we let go? I think for a lot of people, it's a little bit oversimplified.
Marie Kondo, if maybe three people living under a rock don't know, she advocates taking all your items, for instance, all your clothing, and putting it in the middle of your floor and then going through each and every item and asking if it gives you joy. You say it doesn't work for people, but I don't think people actually do that. I know I tried to do it, and I did it with an armoire worth of stuff, and that was it. So you really have to be all in. Do you think that might be part of the problem?
I think that's a big part. I think, one, it takes, you know, it's the luxury of time that a lot of us don't have.
Yeah.
Also, if you're someone who has a lot of clutter or a lot of stuff, the sheer volume is overwhelming. So to ask someone who's already overwhelmed by the amount of stuff that they have to pull it all out and stare at the giant mountain of it is just going to put them into either overwhelm or paralysis. I like to tell people to start small, right? Start with one drawer or one linen closet. You know, really see what it feels like to look at your stuff, declutter, figure out maybe why you can't let go of it, and then work through that small area. And at the end of it, feel successful and not overwhelmed.
That actually makes a lot of sense. You say also that it's a gift you have. You seem to zero in on what those emotional blocks might be to getting rid of stuff.
So this is so interesting. After doing this for 12 years and thousands of clients, I found that a lot of my clients, most of them actually, have emotional blocks to not letting go, not being able to let go of their stuff. For instance, I paid a lot of money for that. I can't possibly let it go. I like to call that the stuff we keep paying for. You know, I'm trapped with all this stuff that someone who passed away left me, right? We've imbued this meaning onto this stuff, and we feel like, oh, I can't possibly get rid of that. My dead grandmother gave that to me. I don't like it. I don't use it, but she gave it to me. So there's these deeper underlying emotions that we've imbued our stuff with that makes it a little more complicated than just joy.
Fear of not having enough. Is that one of your emotions?
It is, and it's funny. It plays itself out a little bit differently. I like to think about sometimes it's people, it kind of comes down to self-worth. You know, my clients who overshop, sometimes they feel like they don't want to confront maybe feeling a little bit lonely or a little bit anxious. Or if I fill my apartment or my closet or my room up with all this stuff, I'm not going to have to feel my feelings. So oftentimes, Pat, it's the same way that we maybe overeat or maybe have that extra glass of wine. It's something that we do to avoid feeling our feelings. So it's a really interesting correlation because we're actually using our stuff to stuff down our feelings.
What other emotional reasons do you come across in your work?
Well, a big one is what I call clutter block number one. My stuff keeps me in the past. These are people whose children are grown and out of the house, yet they still have every participation trophy they ever won. You know, they have every certificate from every class they've ever taken. So it's just really this idea of the things that are filling their home are reminding them that their best days are behind them and not to look forward. Another great one that I see all the time is I just call it basically avoiding my stuff, not being a grown-up. These are people who don't open their mail, who get, you know, we all have at some point in our lives gotten those letters from the IRS that you go, oh, I do not want to know what's in there. But burying it and not dealing with it is not going to make it go away. So there's, you know, there's a component of like, look, we're grown up. You got to put your big girl pants on and you got to deal with your stuff.
Also, some people have so much stuff, they don't even know what they have.
Oh, all the time, all the time. Look, that one manifests itself very easily in the kitchen. How many times have you gone to the store and you think, well, I'm all out of mustard. I have no mustard. And then you buy mustard and you get home and you're like, I have 6 jars of mustard. You don't even know what you have. You buy the same clothes over again. It's really, look, this country is in a clutter crisis. Stuff has never been easier to buy. Stuff has never been cheaper. Stuff between Amazon and Overstock, you don't even have to put your pants on to go shopping. You can order it and it's delivered by the end of the day. So it's we're in overwhelm. We're in overwhelm with our schedules and we're in overwhelm with our stuff. And I think we really need to change our relationship. I think it's too much for people.
If you want to be more minimal and simplify your life, what would you suggest the steps are to do that? I guess number one, you got to find out what you have and get rid of what you don't need and you aren't using. And then how do you make sure you don't get back into the same predicament down the road?
Pat, that's such a great question. It's really being mindful about what you bring into your home.
Yeah.
So I start with a really simple exercise with my clients. I have them swap the word need for want. So I found myself the other day saying, I need a new pair of jeans. I'm like, no, you don't need a new pair of jeans. You have 10 pairs of jeans. You are not a rancher. That is plenty of jeans. You want a new pair of jeans. And just making that shift from need to want, then you become a little more mindful. And then also we need to start thinking about, you know, when you do a big decluttering or when you do a room and you get rid of stuff, you start to think like, wow, I spent all that money on that stuff I never used. Like, get the impact of what all that buying has done. So I'm just asking people, look, I'm not a minimalist. It works for some people. It's not for everybody. But yeah. I'm asking everyone to be a little more conscious, a little more aware of where we're spending our money, what we're bringing into our home, and how that stuff is getting in the way of the life we want to be living.
You started as a personal assistant in Hollywood, and wow, the stories you could probably tell. Did that have any influence on you going into the work you're doing with Declutterfly now?
You know, it was great. The thing about being a personal assistant on that level is that every day you're solving a different problem.
Yeah.
And so I really, you know, I was like, oh, I can do that. Let me figure that out. It became really about problem solving. So that when clients started to come to me with these issues with their stuff, I didn't see it. I saw it as like something that we can solve. I didn't see it as like, oh, you're never going to get out from under that. It's like, let's figure this out. So
yeah.
I think that can-do attitude has helped me apply it to my clients.
What about your house? I'm very curious about how you deal with clutter.
It's so funny. You know, I live in a loft. I live in a one room, 750 square foot loft.
Uh-huh.
So I can get cluttered pretty quick. You know, I have a really great litmus test. If I can't tidy my apartment up, like if it's Sunday night and I'm getting ready for Monday, and if I can't tidy my whole loft up in 20 minutes, then I know I've got to confront my stuff. That's a really good way. If you can't go into a room and put it back together and put everything away in 20 minutes, then something, you're out of balance with your stuff. So I like to stay on top of it, but paperwork is my bugaboo. That's the thing that I turn around and I'm like, where did all this mail come from?
Well, you know what? You only have to go 2 days without going through your mail to get a real problem, right?
It's crazy. And by the way, who told us that when we all moved to digital, there would be no more mail? I feel like I'm getting more mail than I've ever gotten.
I know. That's so true. What advice would you have on actually getting started? Now, Marie Kondo piles everything up in a huge avalanche of stuff. How do you get started?
I say start small. Start small with time. Mm-hmm. Start small with the amount of stuff. So book a session with yourself, just as if I was coming over. Say, don't be a weekend warrior and think you're going to get it all done in a weekend. Take maybe an hour on a Saturday, you know, an hour at the end of the day, and start with an area that's not traumatic to you. So don't go in and start with your dead mother's letters. Don't start with old photos. Start with maybe the junk drawer. Or the linen closet, you know, something that isn't emotionally charged for you. Go through it. Be really honest. There's some really great, through the book, there's some really great tips on how to tackle each room. Get that done and see how that feels. Sit with that feeling of having less stuff and having just been a success. And then you can widen out. And maybe next time you'll do half a room, or maybe, you know, in a couple weeks you'll do the whole garage. But look, Rome wasn't cluttered in a day. Give yourself a break and tackle it. You know, there's that great expression, that business expression, you know, how do you eat an elephant? Bite by bite. I feel the same way about clutter. So start small, be successful, and then take on a bigger project.
Well, thank you so much. You've given a lot of good advice. We're talking today to Tracy McCubbin, and her book is Making Space Clutter-Free, the last book on decluttering you'll ever need. Thank you so much.
Thank you.